present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the first installment of the 19th series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, a remarkable achievement which calls for some entertaining team games and a jolly good laugh all round. But that'll have to wait for the meantime because we've got a show to do. And on it this week we have Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. who are on my right, and on my left, Barry Cryer, and a big welcome to Paul Merton. And finally, as regular and well-oiled as your favourite timekeeper, please welcome our favourite scorekeeper, the ever-lovely Samantha. Right, now, teams, we're going to start with a game called Famous First Words, in which I want you to suggest some first utterances of well-known people. Barry, will you go first?
Freud? Boy, that scarred me for life. Clement Freud, goo, goo. Oh, repetition of goo.
Willie.
David Frost.
Hello, good evening, and talcum.
Paul. Barbara Cartland's first words. Dud Dud entered the room, his manly shoulders silhouetted. About the birth of our present queen to the midwife, and tell me, have you been doing this job for long? one more.
Go on, Paul. Yeah, go on.
Ben Elton. Ben loves these choo-choo. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, but choo-choos arrive on time and we're waiting at the station. They're not there.
Tim.
Michael Aspel. Mr. Henderson, you thought you were just delivering a baby, but this is my life.
Tony was Irish. You miss Eamon, don't you?
Right, Barry, have you got any more? You better have, because they have. They've been through the entire...
Princess Di. Do you want me to cut the cord?
Check the law. Check the law.
Hello, mother. Well, actually, it's in French, of course, which is Allô, mère de law. I see very few of you travelling in a Paris taxi. Thank God we're going to Europe. Archimedes, I'm filthy. Where's the bath?
Neil Kinnock. And thirdly...
Pavarotti, Mamma Mia, it's raining out.
Topical one here, Mark Thatcher.
Oh.
Where am I? Okay.
Another topical one, Harvey Proctor. Oh, I like that.
On which note?
I represent Mr. Proctor's solicitor. Yeah, I like it as well.
Let's hurry along now to a game which was put in as a special tribute to Paul Merton. We're going to play a game called Just a Minim, which is, of course, based on the popular Radio 4 programme, The Financial World Tonight. With the help of Colin Sell, the only man to play the piano in wicker-keeping gloves, I'm going to ask the panel to sing a well-known song without repetition, hesitation, or deviation. And, Paul, I'd like you to start with the song Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Nobody at all except I. Someone who is not myself. No negative mustn't crouch below a Granny Smith bush in the company of somebody else till I come marching home.
Thank you.
total nonsense but no repetition.
You seem to have won that round. Either that or this high-tech buzzer isn't working. Did anybody challenge then?
No.
You didn't? Oh. There wasn't any reason to.
Was there? We were waiting to sing his way into
I'd
the
like
ambush.
To challenge on hesitation for the second verse.
Not that I noticed. But, Tim, you can let's have a change. You can go on.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with another person besides this person here. Anyone else but moi.
Challenge there from...
Hesitation. Hesitation.
It was Rose Barry.
Hesitation.
Syncopation.
Oh, oui. Yes.
he was giving it the proper French pronunciation. Moi, see?
Money anyway, well spent, Tim.
Samantha enjoyed that.
No, all right. Carry on, Barry.
No, run it in. Don't go walking down another thing. The hoi polloi, rank outsiders, niet, stop, desist, perambulating in the street of Rumpy Pumpy, stitched at the hip to a persona non grata before I left, right to my abode.
Challenge from Tim.
Deviation from human nature. I mean, the man's talking rubbish. And the point is he's talking rather than singing.
If you remember, well, yes, recitative, Colin. It's
I think we've done enough of that one, do you?
Yeah, we're losing the will to live with that round.
Barry and Paul. Barry and Paul won that round.
Well done.
Round. Now, this next game is a very firm favourite of Samantha's and mine. Teams, I'm going to play you some well-known songs on my gramophone to which I'd like you to sing along. The music will then drop out, and if on its return you're within 3 semiquavers of the original, I'll award points. And points mean... What do points mean?
What?
This week's prize is this genuine porcelain statuette of the sports commentator Tony Gubba.
The well-known misprint.
Barry, you're going to start now. Will you sing along? Barry, will you sing along? You're going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Can't get that lipstick off.
I'm gonna smile and feeling better.
That was absolutely rotten. Willie, you're going to sing along now too. That's Amore.
When the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie, that's Amore.
Like a gay tarantula.
When the stars make you rude as light.
When the stars make you rude like a butter.
Yeah, a bit better.
Gay? I won.
Paul, can you sing along now to Frosty the Snowman?
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say.
He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. Then, I don't know how this next bit goes, there must have been some magic in an old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head.
Excellent.
Well, on to the next round, then.
And now, Tim, with all to play for, will you sing?
Good luck, Tim.
Thank you.
Will you sing along to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, you pretty chitty gang bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you. And in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, what we'll do near, far, in a motor car. Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine poor friended friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine poor friended friend. Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we'll do near, far, in a motor car. Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty.
They must have sung it really badly the first time.
There was a big hole in the Dick Van Dyke.
And with Paul Merton a clear winner, let's go on. Right, well, our next game should have been our last game, but I got my card. Anyway, who cares? It's in the team's... Oh, sorry.
Too slick, Hunt.
It's not. Sad when in they it. Go like this, isn't it? Yet another award.
In it, the teams are required to summarise the plots of well-known books, films, plays, etc., in 15 seconds. Hence, of course, the name Plots in 15 Seconds. Tim, will you start us off, please?
Yes, I'd like to do Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Hump.
Well, get on with it.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?
Lionel Blair?
You stupid mirror. Meanwhile, in the forest, Snow White is surrounded by six jockeys and Colin Moynihan. Hello, Sleepy, Doc, Grumpy, Colin, Dopey. Dopey, don't do that. I said, don't. Oh, all right. Meanwhile, here, my dear, try this lovely apple. 100 years later. Oh, hello, Prince. What big ears you have, dear. Only just in time, huh?
I know. How you got that into 15 seconds, I don't know. Right, Barry, go on.
Gone with the wind, this is.
Oh, dear.
Story of his life.
Nurse. It's on his answering machine.
Right, gone with the wind. Ashley, Scarlet. Red, Scarlet. Ashley, Red, Usher. I don't know anything about birth and babies. More hot water. Atlanta's burning. They've used all the water to put the fire out. Still, tomorrow is another day. You've got enough water to put the fire out, right on your homestead. I need it to irrigate my crops, Scarlet. You're not having it. You mean? Yes. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. The end.
Golden girl. Why they bother to make the film when it's...
Willie.
Richard III. Now is the winter, our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York. I put on his hump and a funny nose and I'm still not getting laughs. So much for radio. Humpy, humpy, humpy. Look at it this way. I'm better looking than the present Duke of Gloucester. Hey. Hey, lads, when you finish the hoovering, go and dump the Duke of Clarence in a butt of Marmite. And smother the little bosses in the tower. Meanwhile, I marry Claire Bloom, who I've recently married, and humpy, humpy, humpy. Now am I king, and so to Bosworth Field to sort out Henry Tudor. Blast! A horse, my kingdom for a horse. Cue Henry the Seventh, humpy, 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 finish.
Well, Paul, they've set a pretty high standard, but don't let you worry.
You say it, humpy.
Yes, I'd like to summarise Brief Encounter, the movie. I was terribly, terribly bored in my marriage. Caught a train, got some grit in my eye. had wonderful sex with Trevor Howard for 5 hours, still managed to catch the 6:15 home.
Excellent. Unfortunately, just outside the 15 seconds. Right, it's time now for something raw and physical. And while I'm away, teams, I'd like you to play... I'd like you to play tag wrestling. I want you to tell me a story, teams, with a different punchline in mind. And when I do this... I've got to tell you, I'm going to break off now to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, especially those of you at home, that when we did the show at the Westminster Theatre in the series before last, somebody nicked the high-tech buzzer owned by the BBC, and they brought in this taxi driver's hooter for me as a temporary stopgap, and it's still here. The only thing is it's sprung a leak, and it had to be stuck up with sticking plaster.
It must be a relief to the listeners to know you're using a device for that.
Okay. Okay, now.
You didn't that time, but...
To pick up the story where I left off. When I do this, the story changes hands. The winners are the teams to reach their particular tag. And please try not to drag it out for as long as you usually do. William, Tim, your punchline is, the door flew open, the bison ran out, and peace returned to the town at last. Barry and Paul, your punchline is, and to everyone's surprise, Barbara announced her engagement to Luciano Pavarotti. Now, you've had long enough to think, so you start this one off, Willie, please.
It was not peaceful in the town. Mainly due to the excessive amount of bison. And doors constantly flying open and shut. I feel something should be done about this, said Pavarotti.
Who, was about to get engaged to Barbara, much to her surprise, and she knew Pavarotti to be a great opera singer, but also a tremendously virile lover. She waited for the moment for the Christmas party at the civil service on New Year's Eve, which was a very strange day for a Christmas party, but it was the civil service, and suddenly, to everyone's surprise, Barbara
said, shut up, you fat wop. I want to say this. Did you know there was peace in this area? You come singing and breaking the peace? Look at those bison out there. The water bison? Oh.
To hell with the bison, said Barbara. Love has made me blind, I realise.
Every time you get the water bison out, the door flies open. Here we go. Barbara, said Pavarotti. Brassy said, Barbara! At which the door flew open and the bison ran out and returned to Santa.
Not quite.
Oh, thank God. Pavarotti said to Barbara, let me take you away from all these bison. Let's go to another country where they don't exist at all. And so they did. And it was during the town council's annual do that, to everyone's surprise, Barbara announced her engagement to Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah! And entirely due to the fact that my hooter developed another leak, Paul didn't set round as well. You're doing well, Paul. The rest of you have got a lot of work to do. Now, teams, I want you to suggest some films of suitable viewing for a society of wine tasters. We'll start with you, Tim Brooke Taylor.
Great Expectations.
Sound of Musek.
Eric Stikes' famous film, The Plonk.
Alexander Dumas' film, The Three Muscadets.
Chardonnay Last Summer, starring Rioja Hudson.
The Clarets of Wimpole Street.
Raging Bull's Blood.
The Man with the Golden Amontillado, with Bill Oddbins.
The Good, the Bad and the Bubbly.
And from the Greek film festival, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Thank you.
A recent hit, Three Men and a Baby Sham.
Oh, Mr. Fishporter.
How green was my Valpolicella?
Wine tasting, two films, Puckerlips Now and The Naming of the Nose.
Do you know that the original film of Hump or Humpy, as I now like to think of it. Original... Humpy's got the pumpy. The original film of Gandhi starred Ginger Rogers. It's now a double Gandhi with Ginger.
Brigitte Bardot.
Came in very late.
Oh, I know.
The blue nun.
Bone Bridges down here. I don't know what to do with him.
Any more? Right, but go on. For some reason, Tim Brooktail has fallen well behind during that time.
Humphrey, sorry. I just got overexcited and called you Humphrey. Oh, I've done it again.
Now, a very amusing game in which I shall be presenting you individually teams with some perfectly good songs from which I'd like you to take the words and sing them to the tune of a different song. Completely pointless, of course, but it passes the time. So, Paul, you're going to start with this one. I'd like you to sing... excuse me. I'd like you to sing... Let me to talk, let alone you. I'd like you to sing My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold slimy trousers, and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nunner in his great big hobnail boots. He's got such a double, he's got such a job to pull them up that he calls them Daisy Roots. Daisy.
I don't mind saying that brought a lump to the eye and a tear to the throat. Barry, I'd like you to sing the Sky Boat Song to the tune of Boiled Beef and Carrots. And Colin Sell, I'd be awfully pleased if you'd accompany this to the piano.
Oh. You are now watching A Family at War.
My scriptwriter seems to have made an error there. And my piano accompanist has pointed it out. Thank you very much, Colin. But try to shut up instead. Now, Barry, I'd like you to sing the Sky Boat Song to the tune... Well, sorry.
Which way round is it, Hum?
I don't know. We always do these edit versions and they leave the first ones in. Behind the glass.
New competition this week's Radio Times. I would like to host. I'm sorry I haven't a clue because...
20 edits you never knew about, Humphrey Littleton.
And who can forget...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now going to revert... I'm now going to revert to the script before it was amended by Colin Sell, who's only paid to come here and play a few things on the piano. He's not supposed to interfere in the verbal part of the game at all. I hope this isn't...
You do that, Hum, don't you?
As little as I can.
Gone too far, Barry.
Oh.
Yeah, Barry's fallen behind in the score as well. Barry, I'd like you to sing Boiled Beef and Carrots to the tune of the Sky Boat Song.
Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots, that's the stuff for your dummy gal, makes you fat and keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarians on food they give to parrots. From morn till night, blow out your kite on boiled beef and carrots.
Lovely voice. Willie, I want you to sing I'm Henry of the Eighth I Am to the tune of We'll Gather Lilacs.
Are you sure?
Not sure of anything.
I'll do that anyway, Humphrey, just for you. I'm Henry the Eighth. I am Henry the Eighth. I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a rich old man named Henry. I'm Henry.
Finally, Tim, a chance for you to catch up. I'd like you to sing the Madonna song Hanky Panky to the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hanky Panky, certainly, Humpy Pumpy.
You better like Hanky Panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your handkerchief. I don't want to cry, just want Hanky Panky. Like Hanky Panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your handkerchief. I don't want to cry, I don't want hanky panky, poor guy.
Okay, well, that's almost it for this week, but before Samantha and I nip off for a roll in the canteen, we've just got time for a round of limericks. And here are your first lines, teams. Willie, one lunchtime while quaffing some ale.
One lunchtime, while quaffing some ale, George Bush's heart started to fail.
And things got much worse
when a well-meaning nurse
said, "Don't worry, I've sent for Dan Quayle."
Okay, Paul, will you start this one off? After tasting a bottle of wine...
After tasting a bottle of wine... The Pope shouted, "Your place or mine?"
I said, "I'll give you a call."
So he wrote on the wall,
"This phone number, VAT 69.
Okay, Tim, here's one for you. The medicinal power of brandy.
The medicinal power of brandy is vouchsafed for, so keep some of it handy.
Its wondrous effect kept Churchill erect.
But at the same time, it did sod all for gain.
And finally, to bring our first show to a climax, Barry, after drinking large measures of port...
You may well find that you've been caught short. And you're miles from the gents.
Well, it seems to make sense.
Shove the cork up your ass. Just a thought. That was the last program of I'm Sorry I Haven't Got It.
We've come to the end of the program on that cultured note.
Bring back Bill Tidy.
Join us again next time, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, from all of us, goodbye. Tim Brooke-Taylor, Barry Cryer, Paul Merton and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The program was produced by John Naismith.